Dr. Atung Ayualangar Akol says the only psychiatric ward in the capital, Juba, has 12 beds, and South Sudan does not have a psychiatric hospital that is dedicated to mental illness. Dr. Ayual, one of less than a handful of psychiatrists in all of South Sudan, says there are small psychiatric units in the main teaching hospitals in Juba, Wau, and Malakal, but those three wards are struggling to provide mental health care.
In Wau and in Malakal, we have the issue had been the department is integrated within the medical, within the general medical service. So the only facility that we have for mental health in South Sudan is a unit within Juba Teaching Hospital with the ward. We call it Ward 11. The ward capacity is like 12 beds. It's for the whole country. We don't have even single forensic psychiatric hospital. We don't have policies. We don't have protocols. We don't have guidelines.
The World Health Organization says South Sudan has one of the lowest global health indicators, and there is a significant disparity in health status across socio-demographic factors as well as geographical. In other words, it depends a lot on where you live if you're going to be seen by a doctor. The International Medical Corps says common mental health disorders like anxiety and depression can double to 20% during a humanitarian crisis. Dr. Ayual says the lack of access to health care has led many people to seek alternative methods, many of which can deliver temporary relief but can also cause long-term damage.
Because when they are having stress for life, they self-medicate themselves by taking substances, either alcohol or marijuana or other thing. And by so doing, they're actually complicating their life more because by taking those substances, they're putting themselves into mental illnesses.
Dr. Ayual says a project is underway to implement national protocols and guidelines and to provide more beds and trained psychiatrists. She says the project will take about 3 years to complete. In the meantime, Dr. Ayual says her staff has expanded their work beyond the walls of the psychiatric ward in Juba Teaching Hospital. She says many mentally ill South Sudanese often refuse to come to the hospital to get help because of the stigma attached to mental disorders. So they have created programs like day therapy and a traveling doctor's program. Dr. Ayual says the programs allow her and her staff to leave the hospital and go out into the towns and villages around Juba to help traumatized people.
In the short-term plan, we do have the so-called twin approach, rescue the mental ill cases and trying to teach those who are not mentally ill by now how to manage their stress because we had been through a long war, so most of the populations are traumatized in a way or another. They might not be feeling it, but they are traumatized.
Ayual says progress is slow trying to build the country's capacity to help mentally ill people in a more systematic way, but she is hopeful that their short-term plan makes a difference.
As a long-term plan, we do have getting the protocols and the guidelines in place, developing more infrastructures for the mental health, increasing the human resources by more training, and work on in a partnership with other partners to sustain the influx of psychotropic or the medication to the country.
In April, the French medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, issued a statement addressing the nationwide lack of essential medicines in South Sudan after a program that provided funding and logistics to clinics nationwide was discontinued. South Sudan's Ministry of Health was supposed to take over the program, but the 2.5-year conflict, a shaky peace agreement, and the country's ongoing economic crisis prevented that from happening. Dr. Ayual says Juba Teaching Hospital and the Ministry of Health are now trying to increase capacity for health care in South Sudan, but it's going to take 3 to 5 years for the ministry to make any meaningful progress. Next week, we'll take a look at the types of mental disorders that are most common in South Sudan, as well as the main triggers of those disorders. For VOA News, I'm Ayan Bior in Washington.